Well, folks, I can't believe that the month of May has flown by. Here we are on the 27th of May doing Program 3 of The Bigger Picture, which is a unifying of true faith with right political action. I have a guest in the studio with me again, Michael Marion, who represents the group of folks now who are kind of run the country, 40 and 50-year-old folks. And because he's a head of a family, a successful family, and he's been a loving father for almost 25 years now, and has been a successful businessman. I brought him in to kind of present the perspective, as we did in previous shows, of what particularly white males think of all the accusations that are being hurled at them. And really the marginalizing of those in a culture who previously have been the backbone of sustaining that culture. And one of the things that I had talked about in the earlier shows dealt with the fact that the fatherhood of God is the most important concept in the Christian faith. And an awareness of that and an interaction with that, making that the primary source of any faith system, keeps us centered in a stable culture, because all authority flows from this concept of the fatherhood of God. Loving God first and foremost, focusing on Him, and to the best of our human ability, following His directions. And of course, we can only do that by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only way to the Father. And then because of that faith, we receive the Holy Spirit, who leads us to the Father and teaches us about Jesus. But one of the points we had made previously is that the Ten Commandments really have a sequential application that we need to be aware of, that everything starts with the fatherhood of God. And if we do that and follow everything that follows, that we, you know, we honor His name, and that we honor the Sabbath day, and that we put God first, as Jesus told us to do in Matthew 22:34-40, then the fifth commandment, which deals exclusively with honor your father and mother, the transition from the spiritual to the secular, and then those final five items are things that, if you don't follow them, make the world increasingly, or your culture increasingly, dysfunctional, ending in the 10th commandment, which is don't covet, or really a better word is don't envy. And the lesson of history is very clear that it is envy that killed Jesus. Mark 15:10, it's because of envy that the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus. And according to Oswald Spengler and Peter M. Sorokin and Arnold Toynbee and the great cyclical historians of the previous century, that it is envy that is one of the key elements at the point of dissolution of that culture. The other is, of course, it becomes men become weak and women become wrongly assertive. The witch spirit takes over and the culture just dies. But the envy culture produces the social dysfunction that I hold that we're seeing today in the things that have been taking place in the streets for the last couple years, which is, well, burning down buildings, burning police cars, 30 people attacking an innocent white woman trying to get into her apartment. I don't know if you remember that in New York the other day, Chicago, wherever it was. We have, because of envy, a major problem. And the point that is being made, or that I will make, and we'll be talking to our guest about this in just a minute, is the fact that most of the race baiting that we see in our culture today, coming from black leaders and black pastors, is simply, well, hey, I ain't getting mine, so you ain't getting yours, or we're going to tear it down. And really, there's a lot of sophistry in those things. If we look at, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, if we look at who holds what jobs in America, and if we see, as we did in the program last week, if we look at culture and we see what is driving American culture. We find that, well, disproportionately, it's the black culture, black music, black entertainment, black opinions. Because right now, for a white man to step up to a microphone and say what I'm saying or what Mike sitting next to me says, well, that's just pure racism and everybody gets angry and wants to rip you off the air. But no, it's not. It's not sophistry. It's not racism. It is telling it like it is. We are on a dangerous course that every other culture has been on and has failed and is failing now with the same reason, the envy culture. And I don't think there's a better example of that than the book we closed the program with last week that is called, you're up, Mike, what is it?
I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America.
By David
Horowitz.
Folks, get as mad as you want. What happened with George Floyd, regrettable. I think it's understandable, and it's to those who've been involved in police work of some sort, as my colleague Mike has, it's much more understandable than the juries or the race baiters have made it out to be. But the bottom line is we're headed in a wrong direction. It's called an envy direction. And I want to go into the real source of that now. There are two books that I want to call to your attention that we're going to be discussing for the most part, for the duration of this program. And what you have to understand is what I'm going to tell you is not going to make, particularly if you're a black person of the black culture, not going to make you happy at all. But it is accurate, though not largely known in the white population, which is majority of what I'm talking to at this time. We noted how black theologians are really have been involved historically in this process of addressing grievances that, in some cases, guys like Mike and I believe are a bit contrived or at least misapprehended at best, and have created the situation that we're in. But I want to talk about a man named Dr. James H. Cohn, who wrote a very powerful book, particularly in the black community, called Black Theology, Black Power. James H. Cohn was a professor emeritus of Union Theological Seminary, an adjunct seminary to Columbia University in New York City, which just happens to be the very location where the cultural Marxists became ensconced when they fled Germany in the 30s, and it has been from the cultural Marxists being implanted in Columbia University that what Bill Bright called the seven mountains of culture have been corrupted. But the biggest, and from my perspective, the one that has been most corrupted is the mountain of religion, of faith, which is one of the targets of the communists to tear down faith, family, and free enterprise. But the premise of black theology, black power, is that really all of history is about the black folks who were the real original Canaanites. And that, as I had a very well-meaning and decent black man tell me a few years ago, and another black female associate, well, what do you know? You just can't be saved except through a black man. You need to understand what we can teach you. Well, what I read in Black Theology, Black Power, and what these people believed was heresy, though they themselves seem to be decent people, but they've been deceived. And I hold that that particular book that is circulating widely in the black church community is responsible for a lot of what we see, and its roots are nothing more than Marxist. The decision to drive a wedge in two of the most important elements of culture, one of which is the racial element between people, and then the other is between husband and wife or between men and women. Gender schism. Those two are the big things, and they're bearing fruit today. But Black Theology, Black Power, James H. Cohn, I encourage you to get a copy of the book and read it. Then the other book is Babylon, From Babylon to Timbuktu, by Mr. Rudolph R. Windsor. Now, I've done some personal research here, and I'm not, on this show segment, going to tell you what I discovered. But there's an actual link between that book, the Chinese, and the state of Delaware. We know who lives in the state of Delaware. But that book is a, I call it a mythology, of a rewriting of history to place at the center of history the black race and claim a position for them that really is reserved for God's chosen people, the Jews. Now, this is a incendiary point, and we're not going to be able to cover this properly in a couple of programs, but you need to be made aware of it. There is a theology circulating in the black community that is not Christian theology. Well, we've been told it's the white man's religion. No, it's not the white man's religion. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was Jewish. So, Mike, in 30 seconds or less, take us to the station break. What do you see the faith condition of America today, where we believe things that just aren't true?
Yeah, it's a very, well, yeah, it was certainly very weak in our faith in Christ. That's evidenced by the lacking attendance in, you know, mainline denominational churches, you know, Christian churches. So most of our faith is in social media and in the entertainment industry, seems to be. Just a lost cause.
Okay, lost cause. Folks, that's what we're heading toward. Join us on the backside. We're going to continue this discussion, and yeah, it's going to be a little difficult. God bless you. Come back.